On the first official day of business at the United Nations this year, the new members of the Security Council present their flags: Albania, Brazil, Gabon, Ghana, and the United Arab Emirates will be part of the 15-member body for the next 2 years. But they join as international peace and security, which the Council is supposed to maintain, is under great threat. In almost all the countries the Council focuses on, from Afghanistan to Sudan, from Libya to Mali, from Somalia to Myanmar, things are going backwards. Veteran diplomat Mona Juul, the ambassador of Norway, is president of the Security Council this month.
I certainly think that it is quite bleak. But as I said, we have to be optimistic. It is possible to forge dialogue and to bring people to the table. But we know it costs a lot, it requires a lot of resources, and it requires not least a unity in the Security Council.
But the problem is that the Security Council is increasingly divided, and those divisions centre on the most powerful members, those that can veto any action, the permanent five. Tension persists between the US, its allies, and China, particularly over Taiwan. And despite a recent telephone conversation between President Putin and President Biden, mistrust is growing between the US and Russia, with some in the US intelligence community predicting an invasion of Ukraine could be imminent. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, is starting his second five-year term in the job this week.
The world welcomes 2022 with our hopes for the future being tested. By deepening poverty and worsening inequality, by an unequal distribution of COVID vaccines, by climate commitments that fall short, and by ongoing conflict, division and misinformation.
The Secretary General has been criticised by some for being too cautious, reluctant to speak out, particularly on human rights issues. But his supporters say a Secretary General can only achieve things if he has the full backing of the permanent members of the Security Council. And their division right now leaves him walking a tightrope. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.